This is Dr. Inka King for patient. Last name is Motter, M-O-T-T-E-R. First name is John. Date of the visit is September 6, 2023. Date of birth is August 3, 1944. Patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury in 1964. First patient was in San Diego County. First patient was driving a motor vehicle. First patient was driving and realized that the steering was not working. First patient was going at 60 to 70 miles per hour. First up, he got into a car accident, and then he hit the windshield hit under the windshield. So first up, a patient tells me the left temporal area had profuse bleeding. First up, he was later found to have artery damage in the left temporal area. First up, a patient was hospitalized. The first patient required surgery in the left temple. First up, a patient surgery in the left of an artery in the left temporal area. First up, a patient has immediate headaches, confusion, and disorientation at the time of impact. First up, a patient was dazed. First up, a patient had confusion. First up, a patient has severe head pain. First up, next paragraph. Patient also had another motor vehicle accident in 1963. First up, patient was sitting as a passenger in a car. First up, he tells me that the car was driven by a drunk driver. First up, the car hit a palm tree. First up, a patient hit the head and had complete loss of consciousness. Complete loss of consciousness for about 6 hours. First up, patient when he woke up, confusion, disorientation, headaches. First up, next paragraph. Since the incident, the patient has significant pain in the left temporal area. First up, patient has a constant left-sided headache. First up, patient has memory loss. First up, patient has cognitive deficit. First up, patient is not able to concentrate. First up, patient gets panic symptoms very easily. First up, next paragraph, a patient was in real estate for 40 years. First up, he tells me that his symptoms affecting him to work as real estate. First up, a patient tells me that he has significant panic symptoms. First up, the headaches affecting him to concentrate and focus. First up, a patient has cognitive issues. The first patient has memory loss. The first he's not able to remember his job duties. The first up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, patient had a car accident in 1964 in which he was in San Diego County. Got in the car accident at with the steering wheel not working. First up, the patient's head hit the windshield. First up, patient lacerated the left temporal area. First up, he tells me that there's an artery in the left temporal area was severed and profusely bleeding. First up, a patient requires surgery. First up, a patient requires surgery for the left temporal artery and the left artery and the artery in the left temporal area. First up, a patient had to. Also, another accident in 1963. He was sitting as a passenger while the driver was drunk and hit a palm tree. First, the patient had immediate loss of consciousness for 6 hours. The first patient woke up with confusion, disorientation, and a severe headache. On examination today, patient scored 25 out of 30. First, patient missed all five on delayed recall. First, patient has difficulty with memory. Next paragraph. A MOCA examination, MOCA examination shows that it is today's 25 out of 30. First up, patient missed all five on delayed recall. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up. The chronic headache, cognitive deficit, memory loss, confusion, disorientation, these all signs and symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient also have a scar tissue in the left temporal area with a surgery for the laceration and also a repair of the artery in the left temporal area. First up, this marks the end of dictation.